I'd love to claim it, but it was going wide until Stefan Johansson got, I think, a kneecap on it somehow. So, yeah, I can't claim it. I'll take an assist for sure. Would have loved it to have obviously been my goal, but it doesn't really matter. It got us right back in the game at an important moment, I think, and it really gave us the momentum and the belief, I think, to go and get back in it and get the equaliser. So I'll give that one to Steph this time around, as long as he's nice to me in the future.
And that case, I owe you an apology, because on Twitter I put, he scored a goal, but he hasn't celebrated. I thought you weren't going to celebrate. And he goes, even when he got the second one, I'm totally confused.
No. The second one was obviously my goal. But I was just delighted for us and wanted, obviously, to get the ball back quickly. So I wasn't going to celebrate too much. But yeah, it's, I think if you see it back, it's just took a skim off Steph's kneecap. So good luck to him.
All coming well for you now. Two goals in the last two games. And what a terrific fight back tonight. Now, was it inspired by the fact you collectively didn't think the second penalty was a penalty?
Perhaps, yeah. A little bit of injustice. I didn't think it was. It looked extremely soft from where I was. I'd have to see it again. I think the ref originally said that he pulled him, then changed his mind and said he pushed him on the pitch. I didn't see too much. Scotty doesn't think that he done too much either. The first one did look like it. I'll have to see that again. But these things happen in football. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. But yeah, that can give us a little bit of help. I think we really galvanised, showed a bit of character second half. I know it's easy to say those sort of things, but I think we really did and really built some momentum in that second half. And the fans got right behind us. And I think we gave Norwich probably one of the toughest halves of football they've probably had for a long time.
And last one from me. I mean, a terrific effort from you in the last couple of games to get your first goals for Fulham up and running. And of course, you've got a big match in a month's time just down the road at Wembley.
Nice, easy one for us. I need to continue performing for Fulham before I think about obviously what goes on for Scotland first and foremost. And if I continue to perform well, hopefully that means that I'll be in the squad, and then we'll go from there. See if I manage to get picked. I've been fortunate enough, obviously, to play a little bit more in this campaign, and I'd love that to continue. But that will only happen if I continue to do the business, both hopefully for Fulham and obviously when I go away. So there's a long way between now and then, and hopefully my tally's a little bit higher by then as well.
Chris, it's been a bit of a tough start to life here at Fulham, but do you finally feel like you're finding a bit of home here?
I think so, yeah. Obviously, the goals help, but I think more than anything, the win on Saturday really gave us confidence as a team. Obviously, I've been here for a good few weeks now, and we hadn't got our first win, so it's always tough. And strikers, of course, are judged on goals, and I didn't have any, so that was difficult, but I back myself. I've got confidence in my ability, as most players have, that the goals were just around the corner, and thankfully I got off the mark thanks to an excellent cross by Scott on Saturday, and really got some obviously belief and kind of confidence back, both as a team but obviously individually as well. So that, I think, that will continue now, and hopefully can ride a bit of a wave and continue to score and stick points on the board for us.